from ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A judge has denied bail for Sean Combs. This after the jury reached a split verdict Wednesday, finding Combs guilty of two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, but not guilty of RICO and two counts of sex trafficking. Defense attorney Mark Agnifilo.
You saw that the Southern District of New York prosecutors came at him with all that they had. They're not stopping, but one thing stands between all of us and a prison, and that is a jury of 12 citizens.
Brian Koberger Wednesday pleading guilty to fatally stabbing four students at an off-campus house in Moscow, Idaho in November 2022. House Republicans working into the wee hours Thursday to secure enough votes to open debate on President Trump's massive tax cuts and spending package. Mall shooting in Savannah, Georgia Wednesday. The mayor says all three people who were shot have non-life-threatening injuries. This is ABC News. Authorities are still searching for Travis Decker, the Washington State man accused of murdering his three daughters, and police confirm a DNA connection.
Law enforcement in Chelan County confirmed that blood on the tailgate of Travis Decker's truck matches his DNA. Now, that truck was found at a campground where the bodies of Peyton, Evelyn, and Olivia were discovered on June 2nd. The search for Travis Decker is now more than a month old, and it spans vast areas of rugged terrain in the Cascade Mountains. At the moment, there is no indication if Decker is alive or dead. Jeff Pogela, ABC News, Seattle.
Columbia University confirms that a hacker breached its data systems last week, stealing student documents and shutting down the school's computer systems. On the same day of the hack, officials say President Trump's smiling face appeared on several public monitors across the Manhattan campus. Chuck E. Cheese is launching a new arcade concept for adults. It will feature both classic retro games and new games. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high up around 87 degrees. Isolated showers or thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Winds becoming southerly at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, spotty showers and thunderstorms, otherwise warm and sticky, a low of 69. 4th of July, a slight chance of a shower around daybreak, otherwise partly cloudy, hot and humid. A heat index rising to the upper 90s, a high of 92. For Saturday, 87, very warm and humid with clouds thickening and showers and thunderstorms likely by Saturday afternoon. Right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 67 and a low of 61 this morning, we're resting comfortably at 62 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Today is Thursday, July 3rd. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the past
Jesus Christ, solid rock. on Him I firmly stand. Jesus Christ, solid rock, all else is sinking sand. We're in the midnight hour, the lamp is growing dim, and so we sing unto the world, won't you come and try Him? Jesus Christ, solid rock, Jesus Christ, solid rock. Jesus Christ said He'd come to take His bride away. Jesus Christ said He'd come, it may be night or day. It's not a fairy tale, and it's not fantasy. It's written in the Word of God for all the world to see. Jesus Christ, solid rock, Jesus Christ, solid rock. It's written in the Word of God for all the world to see. Jesus Christ, solid rock, Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
solid rock, solid rock, solid rock, solid rock.
The Cathedral Quartet, Jesus Christ, Solid Rock. Before that, a national anthem sung by the Statler Brothers. Hello, friends. It's time for us to get together again on this Thursday, July 3rd. It'll be a big traveling day for some. If you're staying put, good for you. That's a good place to be, too, as we get set to celebrate our nation's independence. And we have some great tunes to share with you today. Regular features along the way. The Brewers split with the Mets yesterday and last night. We'll highlight that when we check sports in about 10 minutes or so. Time to get going here. Get on your horse.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-a, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again.
Whoopie-tie-i-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Well, all around cowboy, I've won it 6 years in a row. All around cowboy meets champ of the big rodeo. I made me some money, I've had me some good times. The falls that I've had have been few. Till a rodeo queen made the all-around cowboy look like an all-around fool. I was the cowboy that said he would never be roped. I even bragged how I'd never be branded a bro. I was doing right well till this blonde little filly brought into my life like a dream. And the all-around cowboy fell head over heels in love with the rodeo queen. The moment I looked in her blue eyes, I knew I was gone. I tried to hide them, but the feelings I had were too strong. She showed the world what an all-around cowboy could do. She showed the world how an all-around cowboy could look like an all-around fool. She made me feel like a horse without any fire. Too late I realized breaking me was her desire. She rolled me and raked me with spurs that left such a hurt. She left me broken and she left me crying out there in the rodeo dirt. The moment I looked in her blue eyes, I knew I was gone. I tried to hide them, but the feelings I had were too strong. She showed the world what an all-around cowboy could do. Showed the world how an all-around cowboy could look like an all-around fool. She showed the world how an all-around cowboy could look like an all-around fool.
Marty Robbins on WRCO Radio and an all-around cowboy. 5:14 the time. The Lone Rock Farmers Market will be held today from 3:30 until 6:30 at Center Park on Highway 130. You can follow the Lone Rock Farmers Market Facebook page for updates on what's happening at the market. Celebrations getting underway today, in fact, in Lone Rock tonight at Fireman's Park with the Old Timers baseball game at 8 and several other great things going on, but the real event's going on tomorrow in Lone Rock. And in Boscobel, the Fireman's 2025 4th of July celebration gets underway with music tonight, kicking off the event with Greg Webster this evening. And through the weekend, some awesome stuff there as well. Some great American celebrations in Lone Rock and Boscobel and some other locations as well. Thank you for joining us today for our Light in the Milk House Show get-together. Good to have you along today. We'll check out sports scores coming up in just a few. And the aerobic polka is right around the bend as well.
All my heart, I'm hoping you're okay. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you. I couldn't reach greet you by the U.S. mail. You didn't leave a very easy trail. I tried the telephone to no avail. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you. One thought to you every day. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you.
In the words of Crystal Gayle, somebody loves you. Yeah, I do. It's 62 here at WRCO, or up one from the overnight low, headed toward 87 later.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Make your own colorful mark during the 4th of July sale at Bailey Paint and Decorating in downtown Richland Center for high-quality paint and low-quality jokes. Why don't painters ever win hide-and-seek? Because they always leave a trail. Now through July 5th, top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and stains, brushes, rollers, and accessories all on sale. Whether you're painting a room or revamping your old house, Bailey's expert staff is ready to help. Hurry in before July 5th. These deals won't last long. At Bailey Paint and Decorating, downtown Richland Center. Lone Rock's 4th of July celebration starts Thursday evening, July 3rd, and kicks into high gear on the 4th at Fireman's Park. Ready, set, go! Hit the 5K water run walk early Friday. Then dive into the marketplace from 7 until 4, where you'll find homemade goods like Gina's Creations towels and tote bags, fragrant party light candles, and more local treasures. At 11 a.m., the parade begins. Cheers, floats, and community spirit. Keep the energy up at 1 o'clock with a sand wrestling showdown, followed by youth and adult sports and a hometown chicken barbecue. Stick around for tunes as local bands fill the park. Then enjoy a breathtaking fireworks show at dusk, one of the brightest displays in southwest Wisconsin. That's 2 days of action, treats, music, vendors, and unforgettable summer memories at Fireman's Park, Lone Rock. If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
The Boscobel Firemen invite you to the July 4th celebration. The 4th kicks off with a firecracker run. Registration is at 7:30. The run starts at 8 a.m. Don't miss the giant street parade. Registration at the fire station from 10 to noon, and the parade steps off at 1 p.m. Enjoy burgers, brats, pulled pork, and more. Bounce houses at Cronsage Park from 1:30 to 7. Enjoy music with Country Fried from 3 to 7 and Willie and Hank's Kids Fire Training at the tennis courts from 7 to 9 p.m. The night will conclude with an awesome fireworks display at dusk. No admission charge, but donations would be greatly appreciated, and absolutely no carry-ins. Call Kurt for parade pre-registration at 319-6769. The Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration this Friday in Boscobel. Don't miss it!
Back when I was a kid, we used to ride our bikes in the 4th of July parade. Then we'd have a picnic
and blow the crap out of some fireworks. We had rockets, cake, shells, missiles, fountains, firecrackers, sparklers. Oh, the sky was filled with bomb diggity hoopla like a boss all night long.
Get your own sick fireworks at Joe Blow's Fireworks in Reedstown, Ferryville, and Prairie du Chien. For more information, visit jbfireworks.com.
20 minutes after 5, an update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Hometown baseball tonight. Hollandale will be at Arena. We'll have the coverage on FM 100.9. Brewer baseball yesterday. Joey Ortiz hit a tie-breaking grand slam in the sixth inning, and the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2 in the opener of a day-night doubleheader. Sal Frelick launched his first career leadoff homer, and Freddy Peralta pitched six innings of two-hit ball to win his fourth straight. New leadoff batter Brandon Nimmo launched a grand slam off rookie phenom Jacob Mizorowski, and the Mets went on to beat the Brewers 7-3 to split the day-night doubleheader, the Brewers losing last night's game. Some games going on today include the Brewers and Mets. They'll play, that's actually tonight, 6:10, first pitch time as they finish off the series. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh 5-0 over St. Louis, San Diego 6-4 over Philadelphia. Philadelphia won 5-1 over San Diego as well in the nightcap. And it was a win for San Francisco over Arizona 6-5. In the American League, Tampa Bay 6, the Athletics 5, Toronto 11, and the Yankees 9, Texas 6-0 over Baltimore, Seattle 3, and Kansas City 2. Interleague play, Detroit 11-2 over Washington. Washington won the nightcap by a score of 9-4. Boston 5-3 over Cincinnati. It was Minnesota 2-1 over Miami. Also Atlanta 8, the Angels 3. The Cubs beat Cleveland 5-4, Houston 5-3 over Colorado, and it was the Dodgers 5-4 over the White Sox. Clayton Kershaw reached an incredible milestone, becoming the 20th pitcher in MLB history to record 3,000 career strikeouts. He did that last night when he struck out Vinny Capra of the White Sox with a slider in the sixth inning. That's an update on sports.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
5:23, the aerobic polka today is fueled by SUPS Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venomore.
All right. Doing my jumping jacks. I'm leaving off the jumping, though, today. We're just doing the jacks, but we're getting ready for the aerobic polka. Hopefully you're good and loose. A one and a two and a...
Thank you.
Peachy and the Band and the Good Morning Polka. Whoo, good for what ails you today, right? Here's Bobby G. Rice.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I've got to fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a 5 o'clock beat inside my clothes, making this a world look fine, yeah. Totally, yeah. Trading my time for the pay I get, living off of money that I ain't made yet.
Your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you you'll have to go.
Jim Reeves on The Light in the Milk House Show. Today, the daytime high will be at around 87 degrees. Isolated thunderstorms are possible starting this afternoon. And then tonight, spotty showers and thunderstorms possible, a low of 69. Right now, we're at 61 degrees. That is the overnight low at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Is reconciliation one big, beautiful farm bill obstacle? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. What does it look like to plant number one? Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S. for a reason. Check out the view from the top. Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. A member of the House Agriculture Committee says passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act would likely hamper a new farm bill.
Are we going to even have a farm bill anymore?
Illinois Democrat Eric Sorensen says the legislation proposes billions of dollars in cuts to the SNAP program, which is traditionally the largest piece of the farm bill.
And so now by taking this value out of the farm bill, I am growing less confident that we're going to be able to pass a bipartisan farm bill that is going to help agriculture.
He tells Brownfield the ag industry also stands to suffer from cuts to rural health care and increased energy costs. Del Monte Foods has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. In a statement, the food products producer says it is pursuing a value-maximizing sale process as part of an overall strategic balance sheet restructuring. Many central Wisconsin farmers are under contract with Del Monte to raise vegetables for the Plover canning facility. The company has secured more than $912 million from existing lenders to fund ongoing operations. Del Monte has four production facilities in California, a fruit plant in Yakima, Washington, and the vegetable canning plant in Plover, Wisconsin. A national nonprofit representing farm workers has fears of deportation and unclear immigration priorities put the food supply chain at risk.
More and more farms seem to be added to this list of workers not showing up for work.
Farm Worker Justice CEO Ron Estrada says the administration is discussing possible solutions for undocumented farm workers, and that is a good thing, but a permanent fix is needed. A central Illinois veterinarian says he's seeing an increase in tick-related issues. Dr. Derek McFarland says a stretch of relatively mild winters has led to more overwintering by the parasites.
The amount of bugs and the amount of ticks, in particular the past few years, are coming out so early. I got people calling me end of March, early April, because their dogs are covered in ticks. We're seeing it more in cattle as well.
He told a recent roundtable discussion hosted by National Farmers Union, the number of cases of tick-borne illnesses has increased across the Midwest in recent years. The merger between Bungie and Viterra became official yesterday. Bungie's Greg Heckman says the completed merger will help grow their footprint, connecting farmers in the world's largest production areas with the fastest growing consumption. U.S. ethanol numbers were mixed last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,076,000 barrels per day, a 5-week low and down 5,000 on the week, but still up 12,000 on the year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
direct cash cattle trade got underway and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a light round of direct cash cattle business that developed on Wednesday. Deals in Nebraska were marked at $230 to $231 live, which is steady to a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted averages, and at $368 to $370 dressed, which was steady to $2 below the previous week's weighted average basis. Live deals in the South were marked at $224, about a dollar lower than the previous week's business. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers sold from steady to $12 higher. Heifer sold from steady to $5 higher with spots of $20 higher. The USDA says there was a light to moderate supply, but demand was good. Medium and large one feeder steer, 601 to 643 pounds, brought $364 to $382. Feeder steer, 703 to 732 pounds, brought $335 to $347.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 620 to 647 pounds, brought $330 to $353.50. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down 74 cents at $394.86. Select was 25 cents higher at $380.31. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up about 500 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong, which has been adding value to the market. Domestic demand has also shown some strength lately, likely benefiting from pork being competitively priced in the retail space. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 51 cents with a weighted average of 112.06. The Iowa Minnesota closed 6 cents higher with a weighted average of 111.51. And the Western Corn Belt closed 65 cents higher with a weighted average of 112.06. Pork values closed lower, down $1.55 at $110.75. Butts, ribs, and bellies were all sharply lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up about 15,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher with box beef up at middays, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed on the steady to higher cash business and lower pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota B01 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from man to lawn.
Direct cattle business Wednesday was mostly a 230 live in the north. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are supported by oversold signals. August beans are up 23 and 3 quarters at 10.53 and 3 quarters. September was 21 and a quarter higher at 10.39 and 3 quarters. September corn is up 12 at 418, and December was 11.5 higher at 433.5. Live and feeder cattle were higher with box beef up at midday. August live was 170 higher at 212.45, and October was up $1.90 at 209.70. August feeders were $3 higher at 309.02. Hogs were mixed with cash steady to higher and pork lower at midday. August lean was up 95 at 107.90. October was 42 cents higher at $93. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The cattle industry is tackling greenhouse gas emissions head on, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now.
I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Beef and dairy producers are actively pursuing ways to trim their carbon footprint. In a recent U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action webinar, Extension Specialist Logan Thompson of Kansas State University tallied the ways livestock producers are implementing offsets.
Anaerobic digesters are a really promising tool to reduce emissions. Depending on adoption rates and where you are climatically, that impacts what kind of digester is going to work for you. But you can see greenhouse gas emission reductions over 50%. And then you also get the benefit of providing renewable energy, most commonly into the California Green Energy Program. This is a tailor-made solution. It just needs to become more economically advantageous and get more and more early adopters.
The Valley View Dairy near Brookings, South Dakota uses a manure digester, and Michael Crinion is the manager there.
All farmers that I know of always want to leave their operation better than they received it. There is a lot of opportunities for farmers to sequester a lot of carbon, but they have to be properly compensated for that. So all types of sustainability has to start with financial sustainability for the farmer first.
There's a link to a recording of the webinar on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
Hot weather has cooled down milk production. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA's Ag Marketing Service says the heat wave that crossed the Northeast negatively affected milk production. Prior to the temperature rise, farmers reported a spring flush-like surge in milk production, and cheese production was heavy in that time. In central parts of the country, summer heat reduced cow comfort and also had a negative impact on milk output. Cheese prices fell on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange at that same time. USDA says some cheesemakers in the Midwest are offering loads of milk on the spot market due to unplanned downtime, yet the spot Class 3 milk prices are holding steady. In the western region, retail cheese demand has been steady, but USDA reporters say retail interest is light. Export demand for cheese is strengthening in the west. Increasing temperatures are having a negative impact on production there as well. Spot loads of cheese are available for purchase, but some purchasers say specific varieties are more difficult to obtain than others. Sure, it's only the 4th of July weekend, but if you're into cow shows, online registration for the Dairy Cattle Show at World Dairy Expo is now open. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry weight was up a penny at 60.5 cents, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 4.75 cents, 167.5 for sales. Cheese barrels went down 0.5 cent to 172, 3 sales recorded there. Butter prices fell 2.25 cents to 258 with 12 sales. Non-fat dry milk went up 1.5 cents at 127, 3 sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins, mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
It is 5:45. Today's forecast calls for a high of 87. Sunshine continues in very warm conditions. Isolated thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and spotty showers tonight. For the 4th, a high of 92. Yesterday's high was 90 here at the studios. Right now we're at 61 degrees on the Wurtz floor and home thermometer. Welcome to the Light in the Melkoff Show today as we rise and shine on the 3rd of July.
Hope she hasn't changed the number, 'cause I just have to call her. Take my trembling finger, Lord, help me to die. I was such a fool to leave her. I've learned how much I need her. Be home, sweet Melinda. I'll apologize in style. Sweet Melinda, turn back the hands of time. Sweet Melinda, what do you say?
What do you say?
How I'm aching for the time when sweet Melinda whispered sexy come ons in my ear. Now the telephone stopped ringing, Lord, it's like the angels singing. The sound of sweet Melinda's sweet hello is loud and clear.
Anderson on WRCL. Coming up next, a look at weather. This is George Strait on The Milk House Show.
I knew the stakes were high right from the start. When she dealt the cards, I bit my heart. Now I just found a game that I can't play. And this is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, get ready for some very warm and humid conditions over the next several days. And we're also tracking a front stall out from central Minnesota down through eastern Wisconsin. There were some scattered thunderstorms along that yesterday, and now looks like a few more are trying to form today, but they'll be very spotty in nature. And that chance will continue around here through early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, the big story will be the hot temperatures tomorrow on your 4th of July. The heat index could approach 100 degrees in spots by tomorrow afternoon. We are expecting a cold front to slide in Saturday afternoon and evening, bringing us a high chance of rain. Could be as much as a half inch or so, and that should be ending early Sunday. We'll catch a break Sunday afternoon and Monday with somewhat cooler and less humid air before the next weather system slides in Tuesday with a pretty good chance of showers. Here's that forecast for today: sunny or partly cloudy, high in the upper 80s. Isolated thunderstorms are possible this afternoon. Wind becoming south at 5 to 10. Tonight, spotty showers or storms possible, otherwise warm and sticky. The low temperature near 69 degrees. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower around daybreak, otherwise partly cloudy, hot and humid. High close to 92. South to southwest wind 10 to 15. Friday night, mostly clear, warm and muggy, low at 71. And Saturday, very warm and humid, the clouds thickening. Showers and storms likely by mid-afternoon with a high of 87. Going into Sunday, rain ending in the morning, then breaks of sun and not as warm. Low 69, high up to 83. Monday should be a pleasant day with sunshine and lower humidity. Low 62, high 82. As for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms expected, high of 80. Wednesday, partly sunny and seasonal, high near 82. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
62 degrees and clear conditions today. Yesterday's high was 90. Record high 95 in 2012. Record low 43 in 1967. Last year's high 86 and the low 64. Sunset will happen at 8:45 this evening, and then sunrise on the 4th of July 5:27. As that starts to get a little bit later each day. The air is calm. Barometer at 30.07 and no precipitation today. Skies have cleared a bit. We're getting a bit of sunshine as well, and we're up one from the overnight low. It is 62 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The update at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another congressional all-nighter. This time, it's the House's turn to stay up debating the massive spending bill President Trump has told Republican leader he wants passed by the 4th of July, despite no Democratic support from lawmakers like Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
This disgusting abomination, the GOP tax scam that guts Medicaid, rips food from the mouths of children, seniors and veterans, and rewards billions.